This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's slow news days, there's big news days, there's busy news days. This is one of the most epic news days that you're going to find. Let me lay out the waterfront before we're joined by Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer here sitting in. Alex is about to be back with us. You've got Jeffrey Epstein updates where he's found in his cell. They're not sure what happened, but either beaten, tried to hang himself, or some other weird such thing, nearly unconscious, found in his cell. You've got that going on. You've got a key Mueller witness and top political connect, George Nader, who just can't stop molesting children, apparently. You've got new sex allegations, child sex allegations against him. You've got Twitter trying to scuttle the hashtag Clinton body count trend, which is even wilder, as there's been a story floating around about an alleged FBI agent that killed himself here in Austin. And then you've got all kinds of worldwide news and everything. So Alex Jones joins us now to just try to break this all down as the Russian collusion narrative totally collapses in on itself. Alex Jones.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Alex, go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna try again back at the bottom of the hour. I've got really breaking, incredible. Maybe I'll just come in. I'll just come in because I just need to be able to get this information out. That's all. I'll see you at the bottom of the hour.
All right, so Alex Jones is on his way into the studio now. He's loading up onto a rocket ship, and he will be here in at Mach speed. So. Again, folks, the big story, which ends up being nothing but a big nothing and a distraction, is the Mueller testimony yesterday, where Bob Mueller gets absolutely eviscerated by the likes of Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan and some other Republican leaders. And so we've got those highlights, and that is obviously a big story. But when you look at Jeffrey Epstein and that story, when you look at George Nader and his connections, when you look at hashtag Clinton body count getting scuttled on Twitter. And that's just the big domestic news. Then you look across the pond. You've got China threatening to invade Taiwan, doing war games with Russia. You've got warships going through the strait in Taiwan. You got Hong Kong protests out of control. You've got protests in Puerto Rico getting a governor to resign. You've got North Korea firing missiles. You've got Japan firing warning shots at China and Russia doing war games. You've got Britain sending warships into the Strait of Hormuz, where there have been drones down, tankers confiscated and hit and firebombed. You've got J.P. Morgan saying dollar's going to lose its status as the dominant world currency. Boy, is J.P. Morgan signaling something or what? So this is the waterfront that we're going to have here today. But you really have to wonder, oh, not to mention, Project Veritas gets a top Google executive to come out and blow the whistle on how Google is using AI to manipulate U.S. elections. So, I don't know. I guess you could say that that's a big news day. I guess you could say that's some pretty big, heavy news right there. But don't worry. If you turned into TV news, They'll be telling you about their golf game, or they'll be telling you about their dog's favorite food. Not here. We're in an info war. We're trying to save America. We'll be right back.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now, and we're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
The Democrats lost so big today. Their party is in shambles right now. They've got the squad leading their party. They are a mess. Where even you take a look at Scribe and you take a look at so many of the people that were the most outspoken, and they say this was a devastating day for the Democrats. And you know it, John, and everybody else knows it. This was a devastating day for the Democrats.
The bureaucracies, the international megacorporations, the politicians and diplomats that built their world government system in the last 50 years are now in total freefall. Once they were discovered, once their corporate technocracy was brought out in the light, it was only a matter of time until the authoritarian EU fell. Only a matter of time until the entrenched globalist bureaucracy in the United States was dug out of their holes. Like Japanese soldiers at the end of World War II being dug out of their caves. And that's what you're seeing right now, is the process of the fall of the house that David Rockefeller built. Now, the big central banks are trying to plunge the U.S. economy. They're trying to plunge other economies back in the hands of populists as a way to teach us a lesson. At a sick level, I kind of hope they succeed, because that'll blow up in their face even more spectacularly. They're running their entire paradigm, their entire operation, as if we're all still asleep. No, we're awake now. And so your bullying only enrages us fools. Now, I'm going to go back to the president's press conference yesterday, where he laid out the fact that there was a criminal attempt to overthrow an elected president. That's overthrow the will of the people in an election. That's beyond treason. When you add the fact that the communist Chinese and others even bragged at Davos 2.5 years ago, when Trump was first getting into office, that they would remove him, that they would crush the U.S. economy, that they would teach the pesky Americans. Think about the insolence, the arrogance. And now Boris Johnson is the new prime minister. He's filled his cabinet top to bottom with anti-globalist patriots, Thatcherites, libertarians, you name it. They're in full flight. Nigel Farage, as Paul Watson's article points out at NewsWars.com, is now the real de facto leader of the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, when I used to have him on 15 years ago, he said on air that half of his constituents came from InfoWars, back when they had no media then. We helped launch UKIP. See how your work over the years and support of this broadcast is devastating the globalists. But they're going to strike back. So let's go to 5-6 minutes of Trump's press conference yesterday. The whole thing's amazing. The whole thing's on InfoWars.com. It's like 20 minutes long. And then we're going to come back and get into Tucker Carlson's boil down that is just superb. And then we're going to have Owen Schroyer take over live. And then we're also going to play Devin Nunes that we didn't get to yesterday. I think he lays out the entire spectrum of what's really happened. But this is an amazing time to be alive. We've got major problems. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're turning the tide, and the awakening is incredible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is the president, totally exonerated, but now the criminals that launched this operation must be brought to justice, or they will continue to commit these crimes against the Republic.
So we had a very good day today, the Republican Party, our country. There was no defense of what Robert Mueller was trying to defend, in all fairness to Robert Mueller. Whether his performance was a bad one or a good one, I think everybody understands that. I think everybody understands what's going on. There was no defense to this ridiculous hoax, this witch hunt that's been going on for a long time, pretty much from the time I came down on the escalator with our First Lady. And it's a disgrace what happened, but I think today proved a lot to everybody. In fact, some of my biggest opponents wrote things today that I wouldn't have believed they would have written, and I appreciate that they did that. This has been a very bad thing for our country, and despite everything we've been through, it's been an incredible 2.5 years for our country. The administration, our president, me, we've done a great job. We've got the strongest stock market, the best unemployment numbers, the most number of people ever working in the history of our country right now, almost 160 million. Our military has been rebuilt and getting even stronger. We've done a great job, and we've done it under this terrible phony cloud, a phony cloud, that's all it was. And they should be ashamed of themselves, absolutely ashamed. And you know who knew it was a phony cloud more than anyone else? Was Schiff and Nadler and Schumer and Pelosi, every one of them. They all knew it was phony stuff. And you look at the polls. The polls are showing it maybe more than anybody else or anything else. And I've had my best polls, and I don't say why, but people see what's gone on in our country with this whole thing. I've been going through it for 3 years. For 3 years. All nonsense. So this was a very big day for our country. This was a very big day for the Republican Party. And you could say it was a great day for me, but I don't even like to say that. It's great. I'll tell you what. I very much appreciate those incredible warriors that you watched today on television, Republicans, that defended something, and defended something very powerful, very important, because they were really defending our country. More than anything else, they were defending our country. But they were warriors, and they've been warriors for a long time. And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats. I wish we could be a fly on the wall in those rooms where the Democrats would go in and talk before and after meetings. And they'd be laughing and smiling and say, can you believe that we're getting away with this? But in the end, they didn't get away with it. Yeah. So there is no such a thing. He didn't have the right to exonerate. And, you know, it's very interesting. People mention exoneration. That was something where he totally folded because he never had the right to exonerate. And it was covered very well by Congressman Turner and put to a conclusion. We were, if you take a look at not only the report, beyond the report, take a look at not what he said, but what he was forced to say. And even your networks and your network and your network and your every one of these networks, they put up their hands. You know, we had a couple of cases with, actually we had about 6 cases where they asked our people, our representatives, television networks, please don't come in tonight. We're not going to be doing much on it. And the reason they're not, because it's over. Go ahead. So WikiLeaks is a hoax just like everything else. And all of those problems having to do with crime were the biggest hoax of all. It was a witch hunt, a total witch hunt. And when you saw Robert Mueller's statement, the earlier statement, and then he did a recap, he did a correction later on in the afternoon. And you know what that correction was, and you still ask the question. You know why? Because you're fake news, and you're one of the most. And let me just tell you, the fact that you even asked that question, you're fake news, because you know what? He totally corrected himself in the afternoon, and you know that just as well as anybody. Caitlin. I don't know whose answers weren't. I guess his answers weren't, because if you look, the whole report, you take a look at what they did, some of the things that he didn't even know about, some of the things he didn't even know what was going on. But, you know, in the end, what he did, he actually probably came through for himself. The performance was obviously not very good. He had a lot of problems. But what he showed more than anything else is that this whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment and waste of time for our country. And you know what? The Democrats thought they could win an election like this. I think they hurt themselves very badly for 2020. Did I what? I don't know. I really don't know.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Well, this is essentially the equivalent of the weatherman trying to take a day off, and then there's a monsoon and a hurricane and five tornadoes at the same time. And so the amount of news is staggering and so important. We've got Alex Jones here on the phone with us just to try to break it all down with exclusive sources and intel that we have on developing news right now. So, Alex, how do you even try to properly get this information out to the audience when there's so much of it right now that's so important?
Well, that's what needs to be said right now. This is a quickening happening. Things are coming to a head right now. I'm supposed to be out with my daughters fishing at the lake right now, but frankly, I'm just here at home, probably about to come into the office so I can properly get these reports out. But let me just lay out what's really happening here. A senior FBI agent over a whole white-collar crime division specifically investigating the Clinton Foundation on July 16th, we only learned about it today, at a well-known police bar, got off the phone, and I know who he got off the phone with. I had this from the homicide squad directly in Austin, Texas, got off the phone with them an hour ago from our anonymous source, who's high level. Then he got a call from his sister that is a New York Police Department officer, and then he stuck a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger in front of everybody. That's not in dispute. I've talked to people that were talked to the witnesses. Now, stopping there. Why is that important? I'll get to that in a moment. And the details. And there's articles on all of this. I've sent them to the producers. They can put them up on screen. Jeffrey Epstein was found in a fetal position, almost dead. And this was reported on just in the last 2 hours. And there's been an almost complete lockdown on the news. But here's NBC News out of New York. Jeffrey Epstein found injured in the NYC jail cell after possible suicide attempt. Yeah, right. Everybody's been saying how long until he gets Arkansas-ed. That makes the Clinton body count hashtag trend on Twitter. They announce it's Russian. I guess it was Russians almost killed Epstein in jail cell, too. And then block everyone from sharing it. So people don't even know why it's trending because they're knocking this down. So, yes, they're protecting the pedophiles. And you have other top senior people. This is also in even the Associated Press today, but it's getting almost no attention. Another one of the top informants you mentioned at the start of the show who has been caught and arrested for flying in little boys from Eastern Europe. Again, all part of Mueller and the deep state's blackmail operation. He's been tied to Epstein as well and gave him immunity. Now, that guy's got more indictments being handed down on him. So what's happening is Trump's making his move against these people. They're a giant pedophile network that uses pedophilia to control people. They've known all this is coming out. That's why in the last 3 years they've tried to accelerate normalization of it, hoping when it all comes out, people will be desensitized. So that's why Netflix and HBO and Vice and Salon and the New York Times is, pedophilia is wonderful, pedophilia is love. It's time to love the children. It's time to, have some 50-year-old man come to your door and demand to take your 10-year-old daughter out because it's love. That's why they've been doing this. And so this is the cult. Same cult took over the Catholic Church. 3,000 priests in Pennsylvania alone in satanic rituals, folks. It's every institution has been taken over by these people, and they're now being removed. It's now happening. People are sick of it. The Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA, everyone is sick of these people. And I had top generals and high-level FBI agents when I was first on air 25 years ago tell me this, and I thought they were crazy. okay? And it was all true, ladies and gentlemen. And so we literally have a satanic cult that abuses children in control of the West, and it's being removed. But read history books. You always hear about the decline of civilizations and the decadence and the human sacrifice and the hurting of children. There's a demonic appetite for this. And so such a huge development here. Now, again, specifically, the articles are out now. I call confirmed, have even more intel on the senior FBI agent who quit his job at a huge brokerage firm to go to the FBI and go after white-collar crime. He was the head person that was going over all of the Clinton Foundation information. Suddenly, his sister, who's a police officer, probably got set up as a threat to him, gets arrested for trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband and a 16-year-old girl. She is on Rikers Island. She calls him at the bar on the 16th. He hangs up the phone, sticks a gun in his mouth, blows his head off. Now, I talked directly to the homicide division. They say, no, definitely, there was over 100 witnesses. He executed himself. What is it his sister told him? And this is how they come after you, folks. They come after my family. They come after my family with fake charges. They're going after Trump's family with fake charges. You've got this guy quits his job to go after the Clintons. Suddenly his sister is set up because a hitman says she tried to hire her to kill the husband. Who believes any of this? And so we have hundreds and hundreds of dead in and around the Clintons in this whole deal. Epstein's found almost dead in his jail cell, and Twitter won't let it trend. So all the articles are being posted to InfoWars.com. Paul Watson wrote an article about the death count being blocked and not allowed to trend. Clinton death count. That's not even the issue, and I'm glad Paul wrote about it. The issue is buried right there, that Epstein is found basically comatose, unconscious, in his cell, and they won't say what it is. Folks, this is unbelievable, and it's all coming out. And that's why they've hit us, you know, trying to send us child porn and stuff. They're so pissed that we're on to them, and they know that we're so close to removing this group. And the fact that the deep state's still going after Trump means he's going to unload on them now, and he talked about that in the incredible press conference. So this is a very stressful time for everybody, for me, for the crew, for you, the listeners, the energy level. You could cut it with a knife because big things are happening. I've never had such a intense feeling, not of doom, just of major change and of battle and of energy and good forces and evil forces powering up. And so we're going into the main battle, and I'm telling you, we have right on our side. We have Jesus Christ on our side, but everybody better be getting on their knees before God and begging God for forgivance, and because none of us are perfect, and just seeking God's face and asking God to lead, God, and direct us. It's because we are fighting pure evil. The Bible's true. There is a Satan. There is a God. There is a universe. Our spirits are eternal. We cannot let Satan have our children. We cannot let them continue to murder our children after they're even born. This is a satanic army. And they've been intimidating everybody in the system to go along with it, but now the intimidation's slipping because of Trump's courage, because of this audience's courage, because of Matt Drudge's courage, and because of everybody else's courage. We have stood against the enemy and their intimidation so far, and the incredible evil. They try to take my children away. They've done things that I can't even tell you on air, folks, behind the scenes, that is unbelievable. And all it does is make me angry and make me get on my knees harder and ask God to bring these pieces of garbage down. And God is hearing everybody's prayers. I just pray everyone get on their knees and say, we are Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for what you did on the cross. And we thank your Father, God, for sending you here on this mission. And we are not worth it, but we are on our knees and thank you and seek your face and ask you to bring a revival to this country and to this world as so much evil unfolds so that we might give our children that are being born on this world a future chance to know your spirit and not be devoured by the enemy. And we just thank you for the great awakening that's happening. We thank you for the support of our amazing audience and everything you've done to provision us in this fight. Owen Schroyer takes over. On the other side is a jam-packed global transmission.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It is a tremendous honor and duty to be here in the host of the Alex Jones Show, the host chair, on such an important news day. You've heard the waterfront of news here today laid out for you in the first half hour of this show, but it really is an honor, this duty, to be hosting today, as I know millions of people are tuning in for this exclusive coverage. And I just want to thank the audience for making it possible for me to be here and for InfoWars to be here, because if it was not for your support of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, we wouldn't be in this fantastic new, most high-tech studio in the game broadcasting. We wouldn't have three other studios where we do live broadcasts. We wouldn't be hiring new crew. We wouldn't be expanding. You've seen the censorship. You've seen the attacks. You've seen all of it. And you've supported us, and we've seen that. So we continue to pay it forward. And the good news is we make it easy for you to support us by bringing you the best supplements, the best water filters, the best air filters, the best storable food, and the best sales, like 50% off DNA Force Plus. Folks, just look at the scientific research into CoQ10 that is in the DNA Force Plus and all the other great elements in there known for telomere support. And then go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. The InfoWars Like Select Storable Foods, 50% off. You know, I don't want to sit here and say, hey, look at all the news. J.P. Morgan is warning that the U.S. dollar could collapse and lose its status as the world reserve currency. Hey, look at all these rolling blackouts in New York and in Venezuela. Look at the escalation of tensions between the axis of power geopolitically. I mean, I don't want to sit here and have to tell you you're going to need emergency food, but wouldn't you rather have it in case the worst happened? And we have the best 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Household items like toothpaste and toothbrushes at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I can't thank the audience enough for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that I have this tremendous duty and honor to be here today filling in for Alex, as we will be hearing from Alex again. And then we're able to do things like the Clown World special coming up this July 30th and 31st, round two of the Democrat debates. We'll have exclusive coverage at InfoWars.com/show. We could only do that thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, then our news coverage is unique to everything else that you can find, where all the Epstein stuff that's coming out, if you're an InfoWars audience member, you knew all this was going to come down. Now, if you're not, you may be shocked and horrified by some of this, but it's only going to get worse. Now, but let's go back for a second to yesterday and the big Mueller testimony that was a complete devastation of the Democrat false narrative of Russian collusion. Here is American patriot and hero Devin Nunes smashing and devastating the deep state operative Bob Mueller.
Welcome, everyone, to the last gasp of the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. As Democrats continue to foist this spectacle on the American people, as well as you, Mr. Mueller, the American people may recall the media first began spreading this conspiracy theory in the spring of 2016, when Fusion GPS, funded by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, started developing the Steele dossier, a collection of outlandish accusations that Trump and his associates were Russian agents. Fusion GPS, Steele, and other Confederates fed these absurdities to naive or partisan reporters and to top officials in numerous government agencies, including the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the State Department. Among other things, the FBI used dossier allegations to obtain a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. Despite acknowledging dossier allegations as being salacious and unverified, former FBI Director James Comey briefed those allegations to President Obama and President-elect Trump. Those briefings conveniently leaked to the press, resulting in the publication of the dossier and launching thousands of false press stories based on the word of a foreign ex-spy, one who admitted he was desperate that Trump lose the election and who was eventually fired as an FBI source for leaking to the press. After Comey himself was fired, by his own admission, he leaked derogatory information on President Trump to the press for the specific purpose, and successfully so, of engineering the appointment of a special counsel who sits here before us today. The FBI investigation was marred by further corruption and bizarre abuses. Top DOJ official Bruce Ohr, whose own wife worked on Fusion GPS's anti-Trump operation, fed Steele's information to the FBI even after the FBI fired Steele. the top FBI investigator and his lover, another top FBI official, constantly texted about how much they hated Trump and wanted to stop him from being elected. And the entire investigation was open based not on Five Eyes intelligence, but on a tip from a foreign politician about a conversation involving Joseph Mifsud. He's a Maltese diplomat who's widely portrayed as a Russian agent, but seems to have far more connections with Western governments, including our own FBI and our own State Department, than with Russia. Brazenly ignoring all these red flags, as well as the transparent absurdity of the claims they are making, the Democrats have argued for nearly 3 years that evidence of collusion is hidden just around the corner. Like the Loch Ness Monster, they insist it's there, even if no one can find it. Consider this. In March 2017, Democrats on this committee said they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion, but they couldn't reveal it yet. Mr. Mueller was soon appointed, and they said he would find the collusion. Then when no collusion was found in Mr. Mueller's indictments, the Democrats said we'd find it in his final report. Then when there was no collusion in the report, we were told Attorney General Barr was hiding it. Then when it was clear Barr wasn't hiding anything, we were told it will be revealed through a hearing with Mr. Mueller himself. And now that Mr. Mueller is here, they are claiming that the collusion has actually been in his report all along, hidden in plain sight. And they're right. There is collusion in plain sight. Collusion between Russia and the Democratic Party. The Democrats colluded with Russian sources to develop the Steele dossier. And Russian lawyer Natalia Veselskaya colluded with the dossier's key architect, Fusion GPS head Glenn Simpson. The Democrats have already admitted, both in interviews and through their usual anonymous statements to reporters, that today's hearing is not about getting information at all. They said they want to, quote, bring the Mueller report to life and create a television moment through ploys like having Mr. Mueller recite passages from his own report. In other words, this hearing is political theater. It's a Hail Mary attempt to convince the American people that collusion is real and that it's concealed in the report. Granted, that's a strange argument to make about a report that is public. It's almost like the Democrats prepared arguments accusing Mr. Barr of hiding the report and didn't bother to update their claims once he published the entire thing. Among congressional Democrats, the Russia investigation was never about finding the truth. It's always been a simple media operation. By their own accounts, this operation continues in this room today. Once again, numerous pressing issues this committee needs to address are put on hold to indulge the political fantasies of people who believed it was their destiny to serve Hillary Clinton's administration. It's time for the curtain to close on the Russia hoax. The conspiracy theory is dead. At some point, I would argue, we're going to have to get back to work.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, this news is so epic that it's really impossible for me to summarize it in so many words. All I can do is lay it all out on the table for you to decide what it all means. But the background here is this. InfoWars has been at the forefront of fighting the root of corruption. And there's all of these different obstacles and all of these different hurdles and all these different issues, but fighting the evil nature of the power structure has been at the forefront of Alex Jones's InfoWars. And honestly, there isn't any sense of I told you so. There any no sense of vindication, nothing like that around here. Where you're now seeing all the Epstein news come out, the Clinton news come out, the Mueller news come out, the pedophile island, the Lolita Express, all the elite going there, Epstein buying other islands, Epstein having tombs and chambers and tunnels. Mystery wealth. Nobody even knows where it came from. And he winds up nearly dead in his prison cell. And you look into the guy who he's cellmates with, which the lawyer, of course, says is completely innocent. This guy's in jail for 4 dead bodies turning up after a 5-kilo cocaine deal goes down. And this guy looks like a roid head. Obviously became a police officer so he could run a drug ring. And so this is the man in a cell with Epstein. And Epstein turns up half unconscious, nearly dead. And here is now mainstream news covering Jeffrey Epstein that InfoWars has been warning the public about for decades.
Several breaking stories tonight. First, multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein is found injured in his Manhattan jail cell while being held on federal sex trafficking charges. Good evening at 11. I'm Stephen Hall.
And I'm Natalie Pascarella. A startling new twist in a case making headlines worldwide. There are questions tonight whether accused pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was attacked in a cell or tried to kill himself.
Still trying to clear that up tonight. Chief investigative reporter Jonathan Dean joining us live in the newsroom with the breaking details. Jonathan, what do you know?
Well, we know that Jeffrey Epstein is safe back inside a cell tonight on suicide watch. That according to several sources. And questions are swirling. Did he try to hurt himself? Or what really happened inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center? Details sketchy at this hour, with investigators now trying to get answers.
Several sources tell us the initial report is that Jeffrey Epstein was found on the floor in his cell in a fetal position, semi-conscious, with marks to his neck. Investigators are trying to determine what happened to Epstein inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center in one of the secure areas of the jail. Two sources say Epstein may have tried to hang himself. A third source cautioned Epstein's injuries were not serious and questioned if Epstein might be seeking some kind of transfer. This, as a fourth source says, an assault has not been ruled out. That another man in the same area was questioned. Epstein was ordered held without bail since his arrest on the sex trafficking charges. He had asked to be housed in his Upper East Side mansion with an ankle bracelet and private guards, but the judge said he was a risk of flight and a danger given the allegations he sexually abused underage girls. He has pleaded not guilty.
Epstein had been housed with a former cop and accused killer. An attorney for that inmate says his client did not attack Epstein, that the two get along, and that Epstein was seen today and appears to be fine. Epstein's lawyer did not return a call for comment as the investigation very much underway at the MCC.
Now, our own reporter Greg Reese did some more background research on Jeffrey Epstein, and here's what he turned up.
It was reported that Jeffrey Epstein was hired by A.G. Barr's father, Donald Barr, to teach mathematics at the elite Dalton School in New York City. But the story is much more interesting than that. In 1971, headmaster Donald Barr was pressured to retire by the Board of Trustees, who accused him of turning a humanistic progressive school into one of discipline and authoritarian rule. In 1974, Donald Barr appeared on The Open Mind, where he spoke out against a new form of teaching that focused on a student's weaknesses rather than teaching self-discipline. That same year, Jeffrey Epstein, who never graduated from college, began teaching at the prestigious Dalton School. And the trustees hired Gardner P. Dunnan to replace Barr as their new headmaster. Dunnan went on to create the controversial Fisher-Landau-Dalton program, where kindergartners were systematically taken to the basement of the school, where they were subjected to a mysterious screening test that was described by one teacher as a total monster. Teachers who were present said that the kids became uneasy during the screening. And later studies on the experiment showed that the children suffered from lowered self-esteem. During the same time, Headmaster Dunnan offered a 14-year-old girl free tuition along with room and board at his own home, who claimed he had sexually molested her over the next 2 years. She filed a lawsuit against Dunnan, but later dropped the suit, and Dunnan quietly retired from the Dalton School. Among the many children who attended the Dalton School during this time, some went on to become Hollywood movie stars, government officials, and mainstream journalists, including CNN's Anderson Cooper. Anderson's brother Carter also attended the Dalton School, and about 10 years after graduating from Dalton, he committed suicide by jumping from the 14th floor of his family home. Gardner Dunnan went on to work at Columbia University, where he spearheaded another controversial program. With the aid of former Senator of New York Eric Schneiderman, who has been recently accused by several women of sexual assault, Gardner Dunnan constructed a new building at 110th Street and Broadway to house professors and their children, along with a private school for grades kindergarten through fourth grade. And once again, Headmaster Gardner Dunnan personally gave free tuition to four children to attend his new private school experiment. Dunnan was brought under scrutiny for this, but it was only reported as an admissions flub. To this day, Gardner P. Dunnan continues to work with children as academic dean and senior advisor at Avenues, the World School. Most are aware that Jeffrey Epstein is only the tip of a rodent-infested iceberg that has been corrupting our society for several decades. But will we ever see real justice? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And that is just so devastatingly powerful. It needs to be shared everywhere. And you know, I want to try to boil this down to give kind of just the flavor of this news. Many of you listening to this may have not even been around during this phenomenon, but during the election cycle, there was a major trend called Pizzagate. Now, while Pizzagate became diverted and attention was drawn to minor things that potentially were coincidences, and then other things were set up and other things were baited, and then you had odd news stories about shooters and hard drives and are there basements, and it, so it all just got out of control. But what started Pizzagate was the WikiLeaks emails and all of these coincidences with Anthony Weiner and Democrats, and in the WikiLeaks emails, them talking about putting kids in pools for your entertainment, and then they look at pizza-related maps and handkerchiefs and stuff, and people start looking into that, and it turns out it's on FBI lists for pedophile code language. And so people were just so stunned at all these coincidences and the names and the emails, and then what these other names over here had connections to, and then what they were doing and who they had connections to. It just blew people's minds as independent researchers. And so it was this weird, like, cosmic, almost orgasmic explosion of information where just the average person on a computer could find all this stuff out of the WikiLeaks emails. But then it got so out of control and it got deemed fake news because it was so mind-blowing, people didn't really know where to start, where to stop, and how to corral it. Folks, this is Pizzagate. Pizzagate is real. Like, you see the movie Taken, you see how government operatives and rich people and all this have child sex trafficking, kidnapping kids, sex dungeons, auctioning them off to, you know, Sikhs or whatever, or rich, you know, people in overseas. And then it's like, oh, you see Epstein, you see Nader, you see all the connections, you see the WikiLeaks. That's Pizzagate. This is Pizzagate.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.